knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know if it's love.
I got $100.
Ooh! Rub the sting out. Ooh. Yeah.
I'm into him and him.
All right, welcome back. It is Friday. Will Clark, how are you, sir?
I am well.
That's fantastic. This weekend, I'm very, 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 very excited. You know why I'm excited?
Oh, I thought it was the first weekend where you didn't have to pick up trash under that court order.
I finished that weeks ago. Just had a guy sign it.
So do you use a little stick with the poker on the end, or you just go ahead and get the gloves?
Yeah, well. All right, folks. This weekend is the NFL playoffs. It's one of my favorite times of the year.
Let's all root against Ben Roethlisberger because he's a tool.
Hey, well, you don't have to. They're good. They're a 20-point underdog, for God's sake.
It still makes it more fun to root against him.
Well, he came out and he already said, hey, there's no way we're going to win. Not with that attitude, Big Ben.
Yeah, but it's all part of the plan.
Is that?
That's right.
No, the plan is for them to lose so that we can all laugh at them.
It is. All part of the plan. Dude, hit the button. It's all part of the plan.
See? You know, that probably would have worked better if he hit it the first time.
I hit it four times. I hit it four times.
I've never cheered for the Bengals in my life, but I really like Joe Burrow. They play tomorrow against the Raiders. Anybody?
I still think that the last playoff, that when we come back in here on Monday, we will still be telling you that the last time the Bengals won a playoff game was 1991.
Yeah, have you seen the meme going around that said,
oh, yes.
Something.
The text message?
Yeah, the text message. They have never been able to text the Bengals in the playoffs,
right?
Because the first text message was sent in 1992. And the last time they've been in the playoffs was 1991.
No, they've been in the playoffs.
They just can't win one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yes. They haven't won a playoff game since 91.
But, okay. but all fairness, when's the last time Dallas, or how many does Dallas Cowboys win? None. Zero.
Yeah, but the Cowboys have won Super Bowls since 91.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. All right, so I'm into that.
Let's stick on NFL for a second. What's going on with Russell Wilson? Did you see the tweet?
Yeah, where he's coming out of the tunnel. And
Black and white picture.
He said there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Is he doing a Tom Brady? Is he?
That's what it looks like, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
I'll take him next year in Steelertown.
Well, if he's pulling a Tom Brady, that means he's going to go to Florida.
Well, the New York Giants are doing fine, so they don't need a quarterback.
or
an offensive line, for that matter.
Aren't they in the market for a head coach?
You know what? I think they just went in and put the organization up on Craigslist.
Oh.
There's no secret that the top-rated quarterbacks in the NFL are all in the playoffs, right? The Tom Brady's of the world, Aaron Rodgers. If you don't have a quarterback, you ain't got a team.
And then somehow Ben Roethlisberger got in.
Well, yeah, we snuck in. I have no idea. Well, because the rest of the division is terrible. And somehow we snuck in. I have no idea. I say because of the fans since I was seven.
Is there because Lamar Jackson's ankle.
Correct.
So he needs to send a nice thank you card to Baltimore.
Correct. And your boy's shoulder in Cleveland.
No, nobody in Cleveland is my boy.
Oh, well, I thought
Cleveland is a raging dumpster fire of failure that we'd all be better if it just slid into Lake Erie.
It's a mistake by the lake.
Oh, my.
All right, man. So good news broke last night, and there was a press conference earlier today with Chief Shields.
Earlier today. It happened last night.
Oh, last night? Okay. Yeah. So I saw it this morning. So they got the two guys. They think they've arrested two people.
Not necessarily the two, but two guys.
Yes.
And apparently the investigation is still ongoing.
Yeah.
So.
The two individuals involved with the shooting and killing of the sheriff from a couple of months ago.
Okay, so recap that again. They arrested two people. Are they not confident that these are the two?
No.
No, I'm saying that they've arrested two. It's not – there was no – like he said, the two. It's not – there's no information that these are the final arrests.
Okay, her quote was – if you saw the press conference, her quote was – we want to make sure that we get a conviction. So I'm not telling you anything. I wish I could tell you stuff, but right. We're playing everything by the book because we want to put these. We want to cage these.
She described them as they need to be caged like animals.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Done, Chief. I say.
Yeah. I think the only criticism of this, and she kind of addressed it, was that when you come out 4 or 5 hours after he's pronounced dead,
yeah,
and say, we have a couple of suspects, we expect to make an arrest, and then you do it 5 months later, that doesn't instill a lot of confidence, at least in public perception.
Well, they want to make sure that they're getting it done the right way. You know, especially with all of these a-hole liberal judges that we have in Louisville, Kentucky, I could see one of these idiot judges just fining them. Or, you know, here's a fine and you're on house arrest for 30 days.
I'm curious and I'm hoping that in the course of the trial it comes out. I wonder if the two who were named yesterday.
Jesse Christopher Johnson, three names, 28, mm-hmm. and Marquis Mitchell, 18, have been indicted by a grand jury for murder.
Yes. See, I'm wondering if those two are the original two suspects that were mentioned on day one,
right.
Or if the original suspects that she mentioned led them to them.
I tried to get her on the show for this morning, but I was told she was going to be in conference. So,
if you're asking about the bond,
yeah.
$500,000 full cash bond.
It's still too low. Way too low.
That should have been at least $1 million.
Absolutely, it should have been. It should have been $1 million full cash bond.
You killed a cop.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
But you're facing a charge for killing a cop.
Yeah, you're facing
that needs to carry a little stiffer penalty. I mean, not
right.
A homicide's a homicide. Don't get me wrong, but you've allegedly killed a cop. That should carry a little more weight.
And it was cowardice, cold-blooded. It was cold-blooded murder.
The arraignment will be January 18th, so it'll be next week. So there you go. All right. What do you got big plans on the weekend there, Sasquatch?
I got nothing.
What are you
going
to do? Nothing?
I'm going to take a nap.
I've got nothing.
I'm still tired from Monday.
Tony, I'm glad you didn't bring this up the other day when we had Davey Johnston, Elton John's guitar and band leader for over 50 years. We had him on the show Wednesday, mm-hmm. I believe.
Yeah.
Elton John has made the headlines in Stafford, Virginia.
Okay.
After getting popped for a DUI and reckless driving.
What? He doesn't drive his own car.
But wait, there's more.
Okay.
It was a Lamborghini.
Oh, my. Elton John, how old is he? Isn't he like 90?
But the rest of the story is the guy's name was Elton John Vasquez.
Oh, damn it. Damn it.
Elton John Vasquez was arrested. Witnesses saw him swerving lanes in his Lamborghini while driving on the shoulder. Then he eventually hit the guardrail. He's been arrested and charged. But no one's going to be asking for tickets for his farewell tour, I guess.
Let's stay with celebrities and cars. The 1975 Cadillac Fleetwood Braum that was bought by Elvis Presley is on sale. The online auction site for car and classics, it was last Saturday. I don't know the total number for the sale, but it would be last Saturday. January 8th is what?
Elvis's birthday.
Thank you. It would have been his 87th birthday. He bought over 200 Cadillacs and gave almost all of them away. This was the only Cadillac that he had in his name.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
So, and it's in pristine, really original condition. Elvis paid in 1975 for a brand new Cadillac $12,000.
Oh my gosh.
Today's money, it translates to $67,000.
I was going to say, our first home,
yeah.
22nd and Nelson, now Dixie and Nelson.
Yeah.
It was $12,000.
Yeah, my parents' house was $26,000
for
a house.
$12,000, and that was 67, I think.
These were the really cool Cadillacs, the gigantic.
Oh, yeah.
They're like a football field long, and it had the biggest engine, one of the biggest engines ever made. This 75 Cadillac Fleetwood had a 500 cubic inch engine with an 8.2 liter engine V8. That's a big old engine deck.
You could haul a lot of mask in there.
Yeah, yes, you can. Yes, you can, Fauci.
Okay, I'm gonna do a Hooper on Jaws and say I got that beat.
I got that beat.
Right. A rare 1964 Porsche 904 GTS, once owned by Robert Redford, is hitting the auction block. 1964, I'm sorry.
64, yeah.
Okay. Had a dyslexic moment. Redford originally purchased the car in 1966 and had immaculate care taken of it. After it left his hands, it did have a modification. Originally, the car was a four-cylinder engine. It was upgraded to six-cylinder after it left Robert Redford's hands, but it's going to go to auction on February 3rd. They're expecting it to go for, we'll take a guess, a 1964 Porsche 904 GTS, once owned by Robert Redford.
$2.5 million.
Wait. Is this the Porsches that were these are the very rare badass Porsches. We're not talking about the ones that is it a racing Porsche or whatever.
Here it is right here. I'll show you.
Let me see. I got to see what it is for, I guess. I don't think it's going to be $2 million.
No, but it's going to be high. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Ferrari had something similar to that.
Yep.
Like in okay, but how much?
Expected to fetch between $1.5 million and $1.7 million.
I wasn't that far off.
No, you're pretty close.
That's crazy.
Pretty close.
Once you pay the taxes, it'll be $2.5 million.
Right.
Well, when I was reading that story about Elvis's Cadillac, you know what the top bid was at the time? $15,000.
What?
Yes. Yes, and I guess Elvis is
passed.
The Elvis
audience is dead.
What do they do? Go up and kick the tires and go, what says here, the Kelley Blue Book on this SOB is only $1,500. What are you asking $17 million for? What, you an idiot? Hey, Craig Landers could get me this car for $1,200.
Do you think they price match?
Hey, Joey Craig, do you price match? Jimmy Smith, do you price match? All right.
I'd buy that car and just put the Tony and Dwight show on the side.
Right.
Just drive it around.
Does it have big antlers on the front?
You would fit in it.
Would you put the bullhorns on
there?
Did you
say antlers?
You mean bullhorns, right?
It's whatever.
It's not an antlers, dude. It's a bullhorn.
It's not a jackalope. It's a Cadillac.
Dude. Antlers?
Are you going to put antlers on?
You live in the woods. How did you get this wrong?
Are you going to put antlers on?
Did the antlers?
I like both.
Let me tase both of you.
Yeah, please get it out.
Give us the antlers.
Shoot right here.
Maybe I will.
Yeah. Well, Dwight put the suit on one, and the person accidentally shot. No, you shot the person in the crotch.
Yeah, I shot with the person taser in the crotch. They wouldn't tase me. They said something about legal reasons.
Yes, they got those little prickly things on the end.
But do you remember when I was cutting up and I ran through? They were doing a tasing demonstration, and I ran through right as they tased somebody. I almost got tased.
Yeah,
because I'm a stupid.
Before you get to the joke of the day, I want to say thank you to the listeners of Louisville.
Yes.
The Tony and Dwight Show with Dave Jennings, Will Clark, Haley Hansen.
Thank you.
Again, tops in our demo.
Demo.
Two books in a row. That's 6 months of dominance and the highest rated show on the station.
Can we print that out so I can give it to my mom so she can put it on our refrigerator?
She can prove that. Right, correct. Because you couldn't do that with your report card.
Well, because currently she's the best thing she's got up there is that C+ he got in like sixth grade.
I know. And I was
Look at that plus. It's so glorious.
Hey, but
the C+.
It was a C-. I just did the one line
Good for you, smart boy.
Now he's cleared the air on that. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, a C+.
Yeah. All right, Joko of the day, ladies and gentlemen. It's a guy walking a bar or something.
No, gender. Remember?
Person or thing. No bar?
No, we've stopped that.
Okay,
all right. We'll do it every once in a while. But hey, fellas,
hey, Dwight, how you doing?
Got a couple here.
Oh, okay.
Bought a pair of shoes off a drug dealer.
Oh, well, that seems awfully random.
Seems smart.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know what he laced them with, but I've been tripping on them all day.
Oh, dude. That's a joke.
Okay, wait a minute. Listen. I'm sorry if anybody out there saying addiction don't. Addiction is nothing to make fun of, okay? As a matter of fact.
Except for that joke.
Right. Except for. I was addicted to Hokey Pokey once.
Really? Really?
Yeah, but eventually I turned myself around.
Oh, that's good stuff. That is your joke of the day, January 14th, 2022.
Hang on, baby. We are going to talk about River City Chiropractic today, as okay. a matter of fact. Right?
All right. All right. If you want to come out and join us, we'll be out there at 6 o'clock tonight. Jackie and I are going to go out there. Tony Cruz and Penny are going to be there. Will Clark says he's going to go by there because there's some free appetizers.
Well, I'm always going up for some free appetizers.
I guarantee
you. I think I'm going to come out and autograph masks.
Well, thank you, Dr. Yes. Fauci. Yeah, he's invited. Come on. It's
everybody's,
all about getting better.
He's invited.
Okay. Go on by 4110 Preston Highway tonight. It's right. If you go up Washington Expressway, take a right. It is the first business on the left. So check it out. 4110 Preston Highway. We'll be there at 6 o'clock. You can check out the two, treatments that they have. One is the one I use, which was they put the paddles on, they melted the fat on the belly. Now you can put those paddles anywhere on your body and melt that fat. So ladies, your butt, your thighs, your inner thighs.
Can you put them right here?
Yes, you can. Okay.
Can I melt off a double chin?
Yes, you can.
Oh.
Might want to wilt off that third chin first.
Oh my gosh.
They also
the toxic masculinity in this room.
I know. So they also have a chair you can sit on. That was the one that was out at the state fair when we were out there a couple of months ago.
Oh, that chair was fun.
It was fun. You sit on it, all your clothes on. It's non-invasive, and for ladies, it shores up and strengthens your pelvic muscles. Pelvic floor muscles there, and then men, it will free up blood flow there. So I sat on it for about 10 minutes and felt good. Felt good. River City Chiropractic tonight, 6 o'clock. Come by and see us. Back after this, News Radio 840 WHAS. Hello, Courtney Donahoe.
Happy Friday!
Happy Friday, for sure.
We made it. Friday.
Yeah, no, baby.
I know you
come
hate
on.
That.
I hate it.
Oh,
come out.
I'm excited because we're on the countdown. Only a few hours away. Not for the market to open, but for mommy to open up a big bottle of wine.
Yeah!
And try to make it through the weekend.
Come on, baby.
What kind of wine do you drink?
Oh, I'm not classy. I drink boxed. I'm telling you, it's like, it lasts for a while. Well, not in my house, but it lasts.
Okay, the next question has to be, how big is your box?
All right, so I just want to isolate the I'm not classy, I drink out of a box. I'm isolating that sound for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, the thing about it is, a friend of mine from college was an investor in black box wine. So he said, dude, he's like, this, he told me a couple of years ago, he's like, this is actually good stuff. He said, go out and try it at least. And I'm like, all right, because you're investing in
well,
wine.
Well, be I'll careful look. Because they say once you go black box, you go back.
I can't with you two. I can't. I try to be a classy broad once in a while. But, you know.
I try to be a classy broad once in a while. I love you. We love you so dearly. We have to come to New York and hang out for the weekend. I'm sorry. It's happening.
I try to model myself after that concrete broad in the harbor with the big frame, you know. I'd aspire to be her.
That's like me. Come on. Yeah. Exactly. I wear the nameplate. I have the big earrings. You know, I'm going to take you all out drinking with my black box wine. No, we're not even going out. We're going to be sitting in my house.
Hell yeah.
It's a lot easier.
Oh, I love it.
And I'm a lot lazier than that.
All right, lady. All right. So the market is open, and it doesn't look good to jump.
No,
here.
I'm going again. How and why I'm going to be having my wine at 12 o'clock. So we are taking a big hit this morning. It's two reasons for this. Retail sales slumped in December by the most in 10 months, suggesting the fastest inflation in a decade is definitely taking a greater toll on consumers. The value of overall purchases decreasing 1.9%. Meanwhile, we kick off fourth quarter earnings season, and it was ugly. We had a couple banks reporting today, JP Morgan, Citigroup falling, and that's weighing overall on the markets. They had disappointing results. So we are at the open. The Dow is down 300 points. The S&P 500 down 0.6%. With the News Radio 840 WHAS Bloomberg Money Report, I'm Courtney Donahoe.
Hey, this is Sebastian Maniscalco, and you're listening to Tony and Dwight.
A little Saxon right there. Wheels of Steel.
Oh, yeah.
Nigel just did that reading yesterday, 2 days ago.
He did?
Yeah, Wheels of Steel. Remember?
Yeah. Yeah, I... Gotta record it.
Sometimes I hate you.
Watch it.
Hey, later on the show, Drake is in the news, and he's in some hot water with
weirdo.
A model. I don't think it's a weird move, what he did. You know the story I'm talking about?
Whatever. Drake is the guy that shows up. He's a fan of whatever arena he's in.
I remember...
I don't get it.
I was watching... Okay, define.
Define watching. Right, yeah.
I walked through our basement with the laundry, and Susan was watching a University of Kentucky Wildcats basketball game.
Correct.
And before I could get out of there, Drake was on the screen. It's been a couple of years ago.
Oh, years ago, yeah.
And the sweatshirt he had on was UK Dad.
Yeah,
I looked at Susan. I said, "You got to be kidding me! One of Drake's kids is playing for Calipari." She goes, "No." I said, "Well, what's with the dad thing?"
Right, right, yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like the Mandelbaum. Well, you think you're the best dad in the world?
Then he went
Mandelbaum.
Right. Then he went to Duke and wore a jersey there. Then he went to UCLA. UCLA dad. I mean, he's weird that way. He's a jock sniffer.
There's a guy that worked here, and back when I was watching NFL. I've been a New York Giants fan since 81, so I was walking through, and he had all this Giants gear on. And I went, oh, my gosh, hey, what do you think about, you know, and I went on, I started talking about different members of the team. And he didn't really say much. He went on. I went, okay, well, I guess the guy doesn't like me. Next day, I walked in, I passed him in the hallway, full Bengals.
Bengals
gear.
Right.
I'm like, that explains it.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go across the pond. We haven't talked to him in a while. Tom Rivers, how are you, man?
Hey, Tom.
Doing pretty good, guys. Busy news day. Busy news. We're talking Royals. We're talking tennis. Strange days indeed.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk Royals because catch me up on this. And forgive me, Tom Rivers. I don't follow this. But evidently, Prince William is being stripped of his royal patronage.
Prince Andrew.
Prince Andrew. Prince Andrew.
Yeah, that would definitely be a story.
Okay. So Prince Andrew is being stripped from his military titles. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, in essence, yeah. The royal family, it's a damage limitation exercise. They waited until the latest legal maneuverings from the team that Andrew has, and he failed to get this civil case thrown out in New York. Judge Kaplan said, no, it goes forward. At that point, the royal family stepped in and moved and said, no, we need some clear blue water between Andrew, those allegations, and the monarchy. Because in essence, Andrew would be, if we go through this process and they were embracing him, he would start to tarnish, if you will, the firm, the royal family. Front page news here, as you can well imagine, all the papers. I'll cut to the Daily Express, a picture of the Queen and Andrew. Those two had a face-to-face meeting yesterday. The Queen casts Andrew adrift for the sake of the monarchy.
Wow.
So Andrew, yeah.
Wow.
Andrew loses his HRH title, his Royal Highness. That's gone. He loses about 9 to 11 military titles, ceremonial military titles. All the royals, too, they're patrons of some charities. He loses all of that. He will still be called Prince Andrew. He will still be called the Duke of York. But what does he do every day? He gets up in the morning and I suppose he turns on and watches sports channels.
Yeah, let's not feel sorry for the guy. He's been connected to this whole Epstein thing. He can't run from it. Criminal charges are probably pending or whatever's going to happen. But let's just be honest. The uncle that advocated the crown in the 1950s, or I'm sorry, 40s, right? He was exiled to a castle, and he got a stipend of a couple million dollars a year. So yes, he was exiled to party the rest of his life.
So we're not okay. So Tom Rivers, we're not looking at a Trading Places thing. Where they take down the stock trader,
no.
And they switch him with Eddie Murphy.
He gets sent to a castle.
Okay.
Be quiet until you die.
Wow. Well, I mean, help. Make me a royal.
but she's by far the most popular out of all the royals.
Yep.
After her, it drops dramatically with popularity with the Brits.
Yeah, very much so, yeah. So, yeah, everybody kind of rallies around the Queen. Why? Because she's been there forever.
Correct.
And the fact that, you know, coming up in June, They're going to have a four-day-long, you know, weekend here. Everything's going to have a party flavor and celebrating her 70 years on the throne.
Wow!
They don't want to mix messages at that time. Going, isn't that great? She's been on the throne for 70 years. Let's do some stories on Andrew too. No, they don't want his name mentioned during that time. So that's coming up, and it's going to be a tough time for the monarchy after whenever the day comes when the queen goes. Charles is not as popular. William is William's holding up his own, but of course, you know, we got a totally different story with Harry these days. So yeah, they're kind of going in different directions, different orbits.
Well, okay, let's talk about the trial, the upcoming trial that Prince Andrew is going to face. So he's not broke. He does have, you know, millions. Any word on his defense team? Is he going to get like the super dream team, like they all do?
I don't know. The team that he's had really has gotten nowhere as far as trying to throw this case out. Initially, they said, well, you can't serve notice because no one's given me notice of this case. Well, eventually, a judge says, yes, it's gone to your residence. Go open up your mailbox. It's there. Then they tried this one thing, you know, there was a deal between Epstein's legal team saying that you can't implicate anybody else besides Epstein, and the judge now last week said, no, that's not right. He's kind of running out of, if you will, technicalities. So this thing will go forward. There's going to be discovery.
Yeah, but look, these people are too powerful. The names that are involved are Bill Clinton, Donald Trump. I mean, these names that have been gone on multiple trips with him, these people are too powerful. I can't see this going too much. I can't see this to where somebody's going to go to jail.
Well, I don't think going to jail, but the weight if you will, raised eyebrows around the world. And again, you know, you have to have a longer-term memory. Maybe nothing will come out too specific in this particular case. But some of these characters may not be around in 20 years from now.
Right.
People write books. People write memoirs. Names will likely be in the frame.
Wow.
What happened, where, when, X number of years down the road.
Wow.
You know, they're too powerful for what? On this side of the mortal coil? No, these stories will eventually come out.
And I can't wait until they do, and I hope they name names, every last one of them. But let's talk tennis for a little bit, man. What's going on over there with the tennis? You mentioned that at the beginning.
Well, what a mess. Huh? Well, here's the latest. We thought there'd be a decision by the immigration minister in Australia on Wednesday.
Yeah.
You know, either yay or nay. Is he going to stay or, you know, you're going to push him out?
Djokovic.
And that wasn't because the draw was coming up on Thursday, so mm-hmm. They messed that up. So the draw was made, and Djokovic is in the draw, and now the immigration minister says, no, I want him out of the country.
Wow.
So what does that mean? There's still a possibility of going back to the courts one last time. Djokovic can try to appeal it. He's going to meet his legal team on Saturday. Meet the judge on Saturday. There's going to be, a hearing. We think there may be a decision on Sunday. Why? Because the tournament kicks off on Monday.
Djokovic has won more Australian Opens than any other person on the planet. But he is not right now at this point very popular with the Australians. The Australians have been, whether it's fair or not, the government have been really strict on COVID.
Right.
And they're pissed off going, you can't just because he's a tennis player, he doesn't have to follow the rules. The rest of us have to. So Djokovic hasn't done himself any favors with this situation. Am I wrong with that?
No, you're right. Yeah, the latest poll that I saw today, 85%. Of Australian citizens back that up, saying, look, we didn't like a lot of these restrictions,
wow.
But we went through them, so
yeah.
You can't fault on in here.
Yeah.
So there, you know, but having said that, flip side of the coin is, I don't think anybody, at least on the world scale, says these Australians really know how to do justice.
They're Australians.
let's do some more instant replays. Let's have some reviews.
Let's say Tom Rivers. Just let's say for the sake of it that he does get to play in the tournament starts Monday. Mentally, yeah. What does that do to him that he's been gone through all of this and knowing that 85% of the people there are against you? I got to think mentally that affects his game. It gets in athletes' heads. Maybe it doesn't. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you, for most tennis players, yeah, you'd be rattled. For him,
yeah,
he can feed off that negative energy. Why? Because he's not the player that the fans get behind like they do, say, for Federer
mm-hmm.
or Nadal.
Right.
He's sort of like, think back if you're old enough, the Yvonne Lendl's of this world.
Yeah.
Is he great? Is he magic? Yeah. Do you want him to win? I don't know.
But the other thing you're leaving out, the other thing we're leaving out here is he's at the end here. If he wins this tournament, if he gets allowed to play and he wins this tournament, statistically he goes down as the greatest men's player of all time.
For now, because he's 34, and you're right. These guys are all tied. Federer and Nadal and him are all
Djokovic,
tied up at 20 right now.
Yep.
So, yeah, if he gets 21, that's big because
yes. They're
all in their 30s.
Think about it.
Out of time.
It's crazy.
So, yeah.
Three guys are representing 60 major events that wins. That's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, man. Be safe over there across the pond and take care of those Royals.
Yeah.
I know they're having trouble. Give them a hug or two.
Have a great weekend, Tom.
All right, you too. Be good.
It's right, good man. To hear from you, my friend. There you go.
Yeah, neither one of us follow tennis, but I do know that Djokovic is not as popular as the other guys. And I do side with the Australians to where, like, wait a minute, my kid can't go to school, I'm in lockdown, but Mr. Tennis Guy could come in here and play tennis. I don't think so.
Well, it's the same thing that's going on in the United States of America right here, especially in Kentucky with Jefferson County Public Schools. Here they have these poor children trying to study and concentrate with masks every single day. And I don't see how they can study, even keep a thought process. But you look, and here's Rupp Arena, the Yum Center. Well, maybe the Yum Center is not full, but Rupp Arena's full. Concerts are full. You know what I'm saying? You go out to eat. The restaurants are packed. It just the hypocrisy just doesn't make sense.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to America.
Hey, listen, baby, Up in Smoke. Woo-hoo, I love you. Up in Smoke, they got my wife Susan and I started on CBD about 3 years ago. I went to them for advice. I started hearing about CBD. Well, they were the experts. They knew what they were talking about. They pointed us in the right direction, got us on the brand that was right for us, and the exact kind of CBD that we needed. We prefer the tincture. It's just an eyedropper, and you put a couple of drops under your tongue, and that's it. We go to sleep. But they have several different delivery methods, including gummies, salves, balms, and of course the tincture like we take, and tons of different brands to choose from. If you don't know the benefits of CBD, I'm begging you, go to the Google machine and do your own research. Then run, don't walk, to your neighborhood Up and Smoke, the professionals. Check them out online at Up, the letter N, smokeonline.com. More on the way, including news, plus what did Drake do during special lady time that has a model very upset? We'll tell you after the news on News Radio 840 WHAS.
Oh, Greg Fisher thinks he's in an episode of Hill Street Blues where they invite all the gang leaders to the precinct to have a talk.
I think it's more like Sesame Street.
I cannot believe what I'm reading from
Wave
3.
Hey, officers, what's with the guns? Less guns, more hugs when it comes to gang violence.
Less guns, more hugs. I'm sure they said that in the meeting.
That's a Greg Fisher bumper sticker if there ever was one. Well, less guns for law enforcement.
At one point, he said to the gang leaders, come on, guys.
Does he think all the gang leaders are going to go, hey, listen. This old feeble-minded guy's right. Let's stop carjacking people.
Oh my God.
And start planting flowers and beautification.
Meanwhile, they invited 20 gang members. So apparently there's at least 20 gangs in Louisville. And 20 of them said, yeah, I'll be there. Yeah. Only two showed up because 18 are really smart and went, yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, number one, fear of prosecution.
Yes.
Just showing up alone, you know?
Yes, yes. What they should have done is said, hey, you've won a VCR.
Hang on. The mayor's going to comment on this. You got to comment on this?
Our offices have safe and healthy neighborhoods.
I'm sorry, Mayor. We can't understand a word. Can you please speak up?
I'm just saying that our office of healthy and safe neighborhoods.
He's mumbling. Can you understand? No, you know. Mayor, please,
okay.
Please speak up.
Okay, we'll get him a hotter mic.
But so two showed up, and it basically said, we're going to get tough on guns.
Hey, Mayor Fisher, if you're listening, you're really, really good at cutting ribbons for, like, Circle K's when they open. But you're really, really bad when it comes to running a city.
How about hire 200 more cops? Right. You know where the gangs are. Go to them, arrest them, and then demolish the house that they're living in because it's really kind of an empty house. That's kind of how it works.
How about bring back cops like Jimmy Harper and the Viper unit?
Yeah.
And go ahead and let them take care of business.
Like the old days was, hey, we're going to sweep through the gang members. We're going to lock them all up for a week. We'll figure out a charge later. And at least you get all of the gang members off the streets for a while. But that's what you did in the 70s and 80s. I guess you won't do that again. Because, I don't know, it's not like we're going on 3 straight years of record murders.
Mayor Fisher, we delivered all the fruit baskets you requested.
And did that stop the carjacking?
No, sir, they're still carjacking, sir.
None of the gang members wanted a hug.
Back after this. News Radio 840 WHAS.